DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Clashes between opposition activists and supporters of Egypt's Islamist president Mohamed Morsi have broken out in Cairo. It's reported that tents have been torn down and protesters have been forced to flee from outside the presidential palace. Morsi's deputy, Vice President Mahmoud Mekki, made it clear that the referendum on the country's draft constitution will still go ahead on December the 15th. Protests against Morsi have swept the country since he gave himself additional new powers 2 weeks ago. This protester says he must step down.
He should gather up his papers and leave the palace because he's not qualified for that position, neither he nor his group. We had high hopes for him, but he's not qualified.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called on both sides to hold dialogue.
Ultimately, it is up to the Egyptian people to chart their way forward, but we want to see a process that is inclusive and a dialogue that is truly open to a free exchange of ideas that will further the democratic process in Egypt.
Vice President Mekki appealed for dialogue on Wednesday to heal the rift with opposition groups over the draft constitution. It's reported at least 250 people have been killed by a typhoon in the southern Philippines. Typhoon Bopha triggered flash flooding and landslides in the region on Tuesday. Officials say the death toll could rise as hundreds are still missing. Tens of thousands were also evacuated as winds of up to 200 kilometres an hour ripped through the region, with the provinces of Compostela Valley and Davao Oriental said to be worst hit. News agencies say that water and mud came from the mountains and engulfed buildings where residents had taken shelter. This woman is one of many left homeless.
The floods were rushing towards us. We didn't think it would turn out that way, so we didn't evacuate.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has met German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. Tel Aviv's decision to go ahead with the expansion of settlements in East Jerusalem was expected to top the agenda. Plans for 3,000 new homes in the disputed territory could split the West Bank in two. World leaders fear the move could blight the peace process, and Merkel's office openly criticised the construction proposal on Monday. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. NATO has discussed Afghanistan's future at talks in Brussels, with Germany voicing the need for a successful handover of security in 2014. Germany's Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle told delegates that the country mustn't fall back into chaos and into a power vacuum where terrorists can thrive. Transparency International released its Corruption Perception Index on Wednesday, with two-thirds of the 176 nations surveyed scoring below 50, meaning they are very corrupt. Denmark, Finland and New Zealand once again ranked as some of the cleanest nations on the CPI, with Afghanistan, North Korea and Somalia three of the worst. In the EU, Greece has been exposed as the most corrupt nation in Western Europe. Edda Müller is from Transparency Deutschland.
You had, for example, the Lagarde list, as it's known, where it emerged that former finance minister Christine Lagarde, now the IMF chief, passed a list to her Greek counterpart of people who were evading taxes, but it was never pursued.
Switzerland, Canada, Australia and Sweden were also among the top 10 cleanest states in the report. The jazz musician Dave Brubeck has died at the age of 91. The pianist and composer died from heart failure in a hospital in Connecticut on Wednesday. Brubeck's career spanned six decades and he won countless awards. He achieved widespread fame with the Dave Brubeck Quartet and Take Five became a classical jazz hit worldwide. For more news and information, visit our website dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.